This is a special presentation of high school basketball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM and online at foxsports1019.com. Tonight's live coverage is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon. Tip-off is coming up soon. Right now, the pregame on Fox Sports 101.9 FM and online around the world at foxsports1019.com.
Ryan Haynes, after that long break from football to basketball, it was like 2 days or whatever. It feels like it was yesterday. We were at Ford Field watching the Lumen Christi Titans win another state championship, and here we are at their home gym, and it's the Lady Titans that we're here for tonight, and who knows? Maybe they'll be hanging some state championship banners up here in this gym soon, and it's probably the first time ever, Brian, that this the basketball season on the radio has started with a girls basketball tilt, but I don't know if there's a better game in the Jackson County in basketball early this season than this game between the Michigan Center Cardinals and the Lumen Christi Titans.
Yeah, not just tonight, but this might be one of the best games we get to call all year, and it's going to definitely have two of the best backcourts that we're going to see all year, and I'm sure we'll talk about that more in a second.
Yeah, the game brought to you by all of those fine sponsors that you heard there at the outset. And the Titans coming in here. This is both of these teams' first game of the year. Now, we'll be out of Michigan Center for our first boys game tomorrow night. And they've already got a couple games under their belt. This is schedule making at its finest. This is like Tom Izzo having Duke and Kentucky on the early part of the schedule for the Spartans. This Titans team, 19-7 a year ago. And that was 3-5 in their conference. Of course, they play a lot of larger schools when they play those conference games. But a great run in the postseason, and they lost in the quarterfinal to Ipsy Arbor Prep, who would go on to win the Division III state championship. So they lost to the eventual state champs. To me, that counts as runner-up or something like that. But coming into the game, and now they have that coach.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's one thing they didn't lose to Arbor Prep, and that's the coach, because Scott Stein, who's been at Arbor Prep for the past 14 years and has a lot of wins under his belt and has coached a lot of good players that have gone on to play at that next level, and here he is coaching another good team with a couple more girls that he thinks will be playing at the next level.
Yeah, and I think that's a treat for both of these teams, because the first thing we want to talk about is players who are part of those good teams from last year are back. And when we start with Lumen Christi, you start with Kenna Hunt, and she's kind of the driving force for this squad. Now, don't make the mistake of thinking it's her and a cast of hooligans. It's a good team. It's a good roster throughout. But she's going to stand out, not just in the area, not just on the team, but in the state of Michigan. She's one of the best players.
Yeah, Kenna, I just was speaking to her, and such a humble and a kind person, and I've known her a little bit through the golf world, actually. She's a golfer, and I see her in the summer, but such a humble girl. But I did get out of her that a lot of scholarships have been offers are rolling in already as just a sophomore, including the big ones here in the state of Michigan and Michigan State.
Yeah, so we get to see D1 level athletes from time to time, and I think we're looking at one tonight in Kenna Hunt. Meanwhile, Michigan Center has their own cast of characters that are back and ready to also go out and have another good year. And they went 19-3 last season, 12-2 in the league. Their only two losses in the league to Grass Lake, another great area basketball team, and we'll see them later this year. They lost in the district to a Western team, 54-41. That was a very good Western team. This, you know, this happens to us in girls basketball, and we talk about it just about every time we broadcast, Brian. We end up with two or three teams in the area that all end up having to play in the same district, and so only one gets to move on when it really deserves to be a quarterfinal matchup or a semifinal matchup. So we're seeing kind of that thing tonight, although Division II for the Cardinals, Division III for the Titans, or B and C, if that helps anybody with the old ranking system. But This is bringing back, Gaddy is probably number one on your list. She came in as a freshman and kind of asserted herself as the leader of a team that already had veterans who were very good. And since then, she's just continued in that role of the chief ball handler. They can rely on her to score when she needs to. She defends well. She just kind of plays a complete game.
Yeah, and Steve, you and I talk all the time, and one thing we both love, and that's coaches' kids.
Yeah.
We talk about how they're extension of their dads and or moms, and we have three of them. Not one, two, but three. We have McKinley Gaddy that you mentioned, who Travis Gaddy was the boys' coach at Michigan Center
right. For
a long time, and he's hopped over, and he's going to be on the girls' bench. Head coach Greg View, whose daughter May Reese View, and she's going to be. She's the one that's going to have the coming out party this year. And let's not. I'm not going to forget about assistant Matt Withers and his daughter Mackenzie Withers, who's a sophomore, and she's going to surprise some people. She's super fundamentally good, and three coaches' kids on the floor at a good time is always a pretty good recipe.
And I'll say this, Brian. Also, Kenna Hunt's one of the names that catches my attention, and then Gaddy. I think of her and View, and it's. You get a couple of good players that are here now in the second year, third year on the roster, and they raise the level of play for the entire team. You know, you're seeing them every day at practice. Your expectations start to get higher for yourself. You work a little harder because the example is so good. And I think that's a great way to keep a program going and growing, is that you continue to have those standout athletes. But a rising tide raises all ships, and that, I think that's what the best benefit of having those good players is, that the whole rest of the roster fills out, and they won't accept any less. And then you add in veteran coaches like Greg View and Coach Stein here, and it's just wrapping up to what's going to be a good game today, but a nice year for both of these teams, regardless of the outcome tonight.
Yeah, and Steve, it's funny, on top of what you just say, not just raising the level of your own teammates, but nowadays the way AAU ball is and all these girls are friends and know each other, they want to be at that level. Like McKenna Hunt, or Kenna Hunt is up there, and you have McKinley Gaddy and May Reese View wanting to knock her off. You know, we talk about coaches' kids. I promise you, at the family dinner table this week, there was more talk about how are we going to stop McKenna Hunt than right. There was pass the salt, please.
Right. Right. It is really just that kind of a night tonight where we couldn't be anywhere else. Let's take a 3-minute commercial break here on the pregame. When we come back, we'll get the starting lineups and get things underway here. Michigan Center Cardinals on the road for game one here at the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse with Lumen Christie as the Titans host the Cardinals. Girls basketball to start our hoop season here on McKibben Media Group. Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Bailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Bailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Bailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Live local high school basketball is on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes of the pregame here, minutes away from tip-off. Our first high school basketball tilt of the year. As I mentioned it earlier in the pregame, we're back in action again actually tomorrow out at Michigan Center High School, and the Cardinals are hosting Columbia Central, and that's actually a really great early season matchup too in the Cascades, with a couple teams that'll be vying, could end up in the same, I don't know the district draw, I didn't see, but last year in the same district. So those kind of matchups that we look at early season to say what's that going to mean in March. So it's a good start to the season with a couple of really good tilts. Here we got one, and I think right away I give a little edge to maybe the Lumen Christi, just for the hype with, again, one of the top players in the state, and maybe beyond for her class. And that's going to be a question for the Cardinals. How do they shut down Kenna Hunt? Well, do you have the starting lineups for him, Brian?
We'll start with Michigan Center. Michigan Center is going to start junior McKinley Gaddy, sophomore Carson Smith, senior Ella Best, senior Kara Straub, and the sophomore Mayreese View.
And we saw Mayreese actually coming into her own throughout the year last year. So by the time the playoffs rolled around, she really was maybe their top scoring option. As much as Gaddy was running the offense, View was a great scoring option. And again, another good defender. I think you got to do that on a Greg View coach team. And then Straub was another one. If she could stay out of foul trouble, she's a great weapon because she's got good size and is a smart player.
Yeah, super smart girl and with good size and can finish. She does a lot of good things. And you're right, when we saw her, a lot of foul trouble, just got to stay away from the silly ones.
Yep.
So for Lumen Christi starting tonight, Steve, it's sophomore Kenna Hunt, who we talked about, senior Lily Ganton, senior Ruby Boyce, sophomore Aaron O'Dowd, and then the other sophomore, Steve, that completes this backcourt that's one of the finest that we haven't talked about her, but Lucy Rozak. And trust me, she deserves mention because, and I know Kenna gets all the accolades, it seems like, Lucy Rozak's a player. And if Kenna wasn't there, we'd be talking about how she's the star of the team.
Right, and again, you and I got to go see them in the postseason last year at Springport. From that vantage point up above the gym, and Rozek was easily, if you got a really good player, they need to have a running mate, and that was Jordan and Pippen, that was Chris Mullen and Tim Hardaway, it's that kind
and
of like
Mitch Richmond,
run TMC. Yeah. So let's throw Lily Ganton in there too. It's so fun when year to year, and it seems to happen so much in girls basketball in the area where we get these teams that they start out together as freshmen on the varsity, and 3-4 years down the line they've collected a bunch of trophies and start you getting some talk about going to the Breslin Center, and I think you can talk about that with both of these young teams.
Yeah, and I'm just excited because I got to talk to Kenna Hunt for Lumen and McKinley Gaddy for Michigan Center. Both said the same thing, that it just feels like it's been forever since they get to play, and they're just chopping at the bit. And so we're excited to be here for their opening game, and I'm sure maybe not quite as excited as they are, but we're excited as well.
We'll try to temper our excitement. Back in 2 minutes with the tip-off on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
In an instant, a vehicle accident can change your life. I'm Larry Falzon with Wygod and Falzon, your trusted personal injury attorney that will fight for you after you've been in a car or motorcycle accident. With decades of experience, we've secured millions in settlements for accident victims and fight the insurance companies so you can focus on healing. And you don't pay any fees until we win. Injured in an accident? Call me, Larry Falzon, at 877-2-GET-PAID. Losing is not an option.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Live local high school basketball is on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Still on the pregame here, starting lineups getting introduced on the floor. As we mentioned, for Michigan center, McKinley Gaddy, Carson Smith.
All right.
And then the lights go out, and I can't read my paper in the
it's all right.
Spotlight up here.
Just start naming old Chicago Bulls, because this feels like the Bulls introduction. Here comes Steve Kerr.
I always love this, and I feel like there are maybe MHSAA rules or something that restricts some of the things you can do in these moments, but I don't know that anybody would have a problem with a home court advantage, feeling like a home court advantage. Super fun. You know, it gets the gym hyped up. The players love it. I'm sure even the visiting team loves to have it happen. It's all just fire.
Yeah.
It holds that fire of competition, so
you know,
I'm ready for a good game.
It's funny that you say that, because I feel like I've gone the opposite way of a lot of people. People, as they get older, don't like showboat. You know,
yeah.
Like, but I've kind of gone the opposite direction. I feel like this is entertainment, and, you know, you're out there giving your all, but have some fun and put on a little show for everybody.
And I like it when it's appropriate. You
yes.
know what I mean? And
yeah.
That's, I think, where you lose out. And the youth doesn't always know when it's appropriate. You know, if you're down by 15, it's not a good time to showboat or primp. But in that pregame, getting ready to go, hype your team up at home.
Yeah.
And get these fans going. And we got a pretty good student turnout here for Lumen Christi. I don't know where the Cardinal fans are sitting. Maybe a little too close to the Titan fans. But in the jump, tap goes backcourt to the Titans. And Hunt has it out on the floor, picked up by View right away.
How about your point guard jumping and out jumping the 6'2"?
Moving around the backcourt into the corner. Back out to the wing for Ganton. Now back to Hunt. She dribbles around into the double team down on the baseline. Stuck. Flings it out left side for a triple. Off the heel up high. Rebound. Tap, tap. And out of bounds. That's going to go off the hands of Aaron O'Dowd. And they'll say last touch, Titans. Cardinals get it back, but we'll get a full court press here from Lumen Christi.
Steve, you see already Cardinal strategy. If McKenna Hunt touches it, they're doubling her.
Yeah. You're going to let somebody have to beat you, especially if they're going to it's an open three, but it's still a three-point shot, and you're not going to let one of your highest percentage shooters take that shot. Gaddy's got in the backcourt now. She's met out there by Rozek. Back cut from Maurice View into some traffic, and it's stolen away. I like that Gaddy sees the floor that well for that to look like a good pass, but it was picked off. Missed three quickly in transition, actually long two by Lily Ganton, rebounded. And a shot forced up by Rozek, no call. Rebounded by the Cardinals. 0-0 just underway here. Straub's got it on the wing. looking to go off the dribble down to the block, back to the basket, now turns into the paint. Jump hook, no good. Going with the offhand. She's a righty, isn't she?
Yeah.
That was still a good-looking move down on the, give herself a little space. Good-looking jump hook, just didn't get it to go.
Yeah, Lumen with not a lot of height. Kara has an advantage there.
They get it left side for getting out into the corner. And another triple up for the Titans off the heel. Good box out and rebound by Ella Bess on the missed three by O'Dowd. View has it knocked away, and a turnover for the Cardinals in the backcourt. They give it to Hunt in transition. She stops, looks at a three, skips it across, now into the wing. Corner shot, triple goes up, and again missed. Couple of taps on the board, and coming in to swipe it away as Rozek blocked away her shot. Straub out of bounds off the Cardinals, and so cold shooting for both teams here early, although the Cardinals have struggled to get off a lot of shots. Some turnovers in the backcourt right now from Lumen Christy pressure.
Yeah, we talked about the stars, and it might come down to what star shines brightest, but it also might just come down to who the role players can make some shots.
Rozek pump fakes from the corner, now dribbles out to the top, back to the basket at the elbow, working away into the paint. Now she goes with a lefty jump hook, and that was a pretty shot, tough shot, Brian. A lot of people don't have that little jump fader in the bag. Gaddy behind the back into the drive. Now pass into the corner. Open triple. Drilled it. Gaddy with the penetration. The dish to Beston. A three-pointer center. Leaves it 3-2 as the scoring now opening up a little. Hunt picked up by View. Going to get a screen. Screen and roll. Now the double team there. Now they go into the corner. Open for Rozek. Her triple is good. 5-2 now. Lumen. And they'll set up a little. Looks like a half-court trap maybe. No, just some token pressure as they step back after half-court. But they will defend one-on-one. Gaddy coming up against pressure all night. Over to View in the corner. Hunt's tracking her. Down to Straub on the block. Into a double team. She tries to get it up in the air. It's knocked away and out of bounds. I think she wanted a foul call, but that was pretty good defense in traffic. Cardinals hold on to a baseline inbound for Gaddy. View trying to cut to the basket. They go into the backcourt there for Reese Wright now on the floor for Michigan Center. She hands off to View. Gets a screen. Now the roll, Hunt gets up in the passing lane, fast break, Kenna Hunt, Gaddy chasing, and the shot goes up, and we'll get that quick whistle. Hunt couldn't get the layup, but Gaddy's going to draw her first foul of the night. 5:02 to play first quarter, 5-3 Titans, and Kenna Hunt goes to the free throw line.
Yeah, that's one where Hunt, after that steal, I feel like if you're Gaddy, you can maybe yell at her or something, but you don't, you can't draw that foul. If you're too important to the team, you might just have to let her get that deuce.
She does miss the initial free throw here. We get a substitution coming into the game for Lumen Christy. Cody Ruge replacing Lily Ganton. Hunt at the stripe. Second attempt, and that one goes. Makes it 6-3, Lumen Christy. And then they set up a little. Again, just nothing super aggressive pressure-wise, but they are picking up the ball handlers at half court. View goes off the dribble. A little contact down there, but it looks like she held her position there. Cody Ruge.
Yeah, I didn't know if she kind of got a little reach there, but I like View trying to take Hunt to the hoop, maybe draw a foul on her if I'm the Cardinals.
And there's a good chance that she was going to get one. There's a little fade and hook. Gaddy with an offensive rebound. Her putback attempt is blocked. Another move there by Straub to go to the baseline, maybe a little further out than she wants to do that shot, but a good look. Gaddy rebounds the miss, and on her putback attempt, draws a foul, and I think that's going to go against Rozek. That'll be her first. So just one team foul each, 4:45 to play in the first, and McKinley Gaddy goes to the free throw line for the Cardinals.
The official was letting it been heard from the good student section from Lumen Christy. That official looks young, too. He looks like he just popped out of Algebra 2 class and grabbed a whistle.
Gaddy misses her first free throw. And her second one rattles out, but a good rebound, and that was a foul. And that'll get the first foul on Kenna Hunt. Another good rebound. Ella Bass does a good job boxing out, and in that case, not even a box out. Just a quick move to where that miss came off.
Bass has played a lot of ball. She played JV for 3 years, and I saw her have a game where she scored 30, so she's capable.
Yeah. View coming off the screen now into the paint. Gets a shot up and scores it. Good shot making. Maybe got some contact as she went to the floor. 6-5 now the lead for Lumen Christy, and Hunt double teamed in the corner. Gets it out to Rozek. She shows, drives, scoops, and scores. Nice layup by Rozek, showing off her offensive skills. You're going to double Kenna Hunt. You got to keep an eye on Rozek, too. Gaddy trying to go off the dribble. Gets to the right hand, into the air, loses it, and we'll get a jump ball call. And that'll stay with the Cardinals for now. Good aggressive move by Gaddy.
I like that jump call, too, instead of a foul. You know, sometimes you reward the player kind of coming in out of control.
Yeah.
It's a good jump ball call there.
You and I, well, I don't know about you and I get annoyed by that sometimes, the whistle to bail out a player that's not really in, under control. Inbound into the backcourt for the Cardinals, behind the back dribble, lost it for a moment, now gets away to Gaddy. She gets a step on Rozek. Help comes, and good defense on the block. Gaddy misses the shot on the run out. Transition basket, a tap for Lumen, layup missed. Follow up by Ganton is a miss also. Excuse me, O'Dowd with the rebound, and then I think we got a foul on that attempt. So Lumen on the transition attempt, missed layup initially by Tristan Johnson, but followed up by O'Dowd, and she'll go to the free throw line. That's Aaron O'Dowd.
That was a good job by O'Dowd to stay with that play, and you can't assume it's going to go in.
8-5 Titans, 3:55 to play in the first. O'Dowd at the free throw stripe, first attempt is no good. You do feel, I feel like anyway, Brian, there's a little bit of a first game jitters,
oh, yeah,
a little bit of rough shooting here, but I think that'll go away soon, and they'll just get into the mix of playing hoops.
You can even see them being a little out of breath. You got to catch that second win. You know you're excited.
And splits the pair at the line. 9-5 now the score, 3:55 to go, and we get some substitutions. Ruge back into the game for the Titans.
It's like Mackenzie Withers in for the Cardinals now. Giving Ella Best a breather.
And again, they set up with kind of token pressure and then back off. View brings it up, backing in against Rozek. Now move to the basket left side, and she's going to draw a foul there.
Is that going to go against Rozek? If so, that's number two. Nope.
They're
going to get Ruge.
Get Ruge on that one. Third team foul now against the Titans. 9-5 to score, and that'll send Marius View to the free throw line. 3:45 to play in the first. Titans lead it by four. Views first free throw again off the heel, and Cardinals 0-4-3 at the stripe, if I'm not mistaken, Professor.
You are correct. But about to be 1-for-4. Good shooter like View usually kind of figures it out from that first miss and makes a little adjustment, and here you go. Switch.
Called it. Nothing but strings on that one. 9-6, keeping the lead close here. Cardinals back up on defense. Hunt's got it with View out on the floor, and there's always somebody standing by waiting for that double. Kind of a one, like a box and one or something, but it's almost just almost a 3-2. Ball knocked away. Hunt swoops in, and a great finish at the basket. That's that kind of smoothness that you don't always see at this level for girls high school basketball.
And if she's going to score, it's going to have to be those plays because they're doubling her every time she touches it.
Good ball movement by the Cardinals, but good defense and a steal from Johnson. Withers getting her court legs there, and she loses it on the turnover. Lumen Christie now leading 11-6 with the ball. Hunt out on the wing, double-teamed. Gets it out to Johnson, now skip pass in the corner for Ruge. Double team comes down on her. They go back out to Hunt, out by the Lumen Christie logo. She works her way into the top of the key now, right wing for Rozek. Pump fakes, drives the middle of the floor, gets into the paint, drops it down to the baseline. A good open look and a missed shot. Ruge following through with a layup, or a rebound attempt that'll go out of bounds, and that was a missed shot for Ruby Boyce. But a good look in the ball movement from Lumen Christie.
Well, if you're a Lumen Christie opponent coming up or in the tournament, this is going to be some game film that you want to show maybe the best way to guard this team, keeping Hunt quiet.
Gaddy brings it over the midcourt line for the Cardinals, setting up the offense from the right wing. Trying to get Straub down to the post. She's calling for it. Gets to the and a nice show go. Missed the layup. Rebound Withers. And she can't get the shot back up out of bounds. Straub couldn't have been more open after that, and it was in between two defenders. Great pass by Gaddy to get it down to Straub, and she just missed it.
Yeah, everything was great except for the finish because yep. Straub, good seal, good asking for it, giving her that hand.
Demanding it. Hunt takes a triple out on the floor. Maybe an ill-advised shot, but sometimes when you're getting doubled and you get a little space, the urge is to fire, and that was missed, but her team's helping her out, battling for the rebound, and that jump ball will stay with Lumen this time. 11-6 lead for the Titans, 2:14 to go, first quarter. Inbound, swinging around to Johnson on the wing, coming to the high post was Hunt. They skip it into the corner for Ganton, and now they get it back out to Hunt on the floor. Double team comes. Gaddy's going to take her. And Hunt swings it into the corner. Rozek open for three. That's fired long. Ganton trying to jump over for the rebound. Good steal by Gaddy. That's going to draw a foul on Ganton and a Michigan center ball here. 14 foul against Lumen. Minute 54 to play still in our opening quarter. 11-6 our score.
If it's been a while since you've been to a high school game or listening, now it's five fouls in a quarter will send a team for two free throws. No more seven to the one and one or anything. So next foul, center will be shooting free throw.
Minute 48 to play, though, in the first quarter. Gaddy working around the center court area. Now works her way to the right wing. She'll get a screen there. Steps aside, loses the handle for a moment, recovers. Now clearing things out, looking to go one-on-one. Behind the back, step back, triple, no. Broken ankles out there on the floor, but a missed shot and a rebound will stay with the Cardinals after the jump ball call.
See, there's another sophomore in for Michigan Center making her first, Aaliyah Moore, who I've seen her a lot too. She's very talented. She's going to be a good one.
I like the depth here for the Cardinals. Even in the first quarter, there's a bad inbound for Gaddy into the corner, picked off, and Ganton running the floor. 1:21 to play. Trying to feed now, stolen away by Withers. On the run out is Moore. Stops at the high post. Back cut, Gaddy. Floater in the lane, no good. And there's a rebound pulled out of there by Tristan Johnson. Place kicker, backup place kicker for the Lumen Christi Titan football team. Into the corner for Rozek. She shows, drives, gets in deep. Skip pass across Ganton for three. Good. Lily Ganton hits that triple in the corner. 14-6 now. A knockaway on the inbound by Rozek. Now numbers for the Cardinals if they attack. There's a pump fake for Withers. Now she has double team, and we'll get a reach in there. I think it's going to go with Johnson. So that should be free throws here.
I was excited to see Tristan Johnson out here tonight. I know we saw her on the football field as place kicker, and she just moved like a stud.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, man, freshman on the varsity football team. Let's wait till she plays some girls' hoops.
41.4 seconds, and the Cardinals shooting two at the line on the fifth team foul. Always something to keep track of in these early games. You get somebody, a few fouls piling up early. It starts to affect playing time later on. As Withers' first free throw hits the back rim, bounces up, and misses again. Cardinals still struggling from the floor, shooting in general, but free throw line as well. One out of five,
yep. That's a big difference here so far in this first quarter.
Second one, front rim, shooters roll for Withers, and it's 14-7, doubled up here. Titans quickly down to Rozek, 37 seconds in the first. Left wing, and now back out to Hunt at the top, 32 seconds. There's View out to guard her. Skip pass left side. Triple for Rozek. No. Long rebound. View grabs it. 25 seconds for the Cardinals. 14-7 our score. View brings it up. Looking for Hunt there, defending at the top. Goes to Gaddy. Gives it back to View. 14 seconds. Marisa off the dribble. View backs it back out. The top, 9 seconds. Crossover. Skip into the corner, three-pointer, short. Rebound, Withers has to save it, though, and that'll end up with the Titans' ball. 1.2 seconds, Hunt flings one at the buzzer. I think it came off a little late, so we had the missed shot there. A triple, Aaliyah Moore, but at the end of one, 14-7, Titans lead. We'll take a 60-second break, second quarter coming up on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Live local high school basketball is on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Eight minutes at the clock here, second quarter, and Lumen Christie leads at 14-7. They'll have the basketball to start, and it's Kenna Hunt bringing it over the timeline to get into the offense for the Titans, along with Ganton, O'Dowd, Rozek, and Boyce. Left wing for Ganton, backs it out to Rozek. Still left side, now moves to the middle of the floor. Looking to penetrate into the free throw line area. Skips into the corner, triple up, airballed. And they'll call it out of bounds, last touch Titans. And that was another one where he had, they did call the foul. I was going to say, I feel like that's the second time O'Dowd has come in trying to keep a rebound alive and ends up going over the back of a Cardinal player.
Yeah, her first foul. So they had nine people all with one foul. That's kind of unusual at this point.
View working against pressure defense by Kenna Hunt. Does get over the timeline and now looks to penetrate. Gets past. Double team comes. Good defense there by Ganton to get the steal and not. Or excuse me, that's O'Dowd giving it up to Ganton. Knock away by the Cardinals. Rozek there to recover. She moves into the middle of the floor. Crosses. Back to the basket. Spins into the lane. Fading right. Jump hook. Missed. Rebound. Battled out of there by Gaddy. Up the floor. Now she's got a running mate. Struggles to bring it in and stepped out of bounds. That was a tough catch there by Carson Smith. Cardinals turn it back over. And that's been one of the other problems for the Cardinals is a few turnovers. But that's been, you know, good defensive help, I think, by Lumen Christie.
Yeah, and they're quick, and that's what they're going to hang their hat on. And they really wanted to run, and they're going to get a lot of things off their defense.
Mm-hmm. Rozek back and down on Gaddy. Gets in deep. Double team comes, passes out to Ganton. Now back to Rozek in the wing. She'll work her way out from the corner to the wing. Now at the top of the key, moves into the free throw line area. Drives past, loses it on the way up, out of bounds. They're going to call it off of Michigan Center. I don't think anybody touched it.
Yeah. And again, that Lumen offense in half court, it's going to have to be Rozek and O'Dowd doing a lot of damage as they're doing a great job.
Hunt inbound. Shot goes up. That's blocked by Straub. Good cut down to the basket by Boyce, but swatted away by Straub. And again, Straub definitely has a size advantage on the floor. We'll see if the Cardinals are able to really take advantage of that here in the half court on the offensive end. Meanwhile, defense, they're still trying to double Kenna Hunt. She gets a little bit of space there, fires a triple, goes off front rim, and the Cardinals will fail to squeeze the rebound, and it'll stay on Lumen Christie's half of the court. 14-7, our score, 6:21 to play first half.
Steve, you mentioned this earlier. Even that three by Hunt, and she was open, but it was rush. It was she's like knowing she's going to get that shot off because they're on her.
She goes right back out to get the ball. Maurice View out there to check her. She's looking to drive around, loses her footing, and Cardinals get capitalized. But Hunt knocks away the pass, has it blocked. They'll get a foul call against Straub, and she's not going to like that one. I thought she was pretty straight up. I liked that block. That'll send Hunt to the free throw line.
Well, and Straub's foul makes the 10th person with one foul. I don't know for as long as we've done games if we've seen that before.
Yeah.
10 fouls, 10 different people.
It's like an episode of Oprah. You get a foul. You get a foul. Everybody gets a foul.
Oh, man, I'm disappointed that maybe the best thing you're going to say all year is in game one. I like that one.
6:08 to play in the first half, and Kenna Hunt missed her first free throw, gets the second one, and it's a 15-7 lead now for Lumen Christie. Cardinals got to protect that basketball, take their time in the half court. Gaddy at midcourt, picked up there by Rozek, works now to the left side, gives up the view, but Hunt in the passing lane and a knock away.
Really like to see for the Cardinals now feed this down to Straub. I know she missed a point blanker, but that's where their advantage is, that's for sure.
There's an open triple for Gaddy off the inbound. Rebound missed. Cardinals, atrocious shooting so far. Inbound went to Straub, and Gaddy stepped inbounds. It was open for three. Missed. Rebound attempt, point blank in the paint, and missed. Hump fires for three. It's missed. And now on the rebound, Straub and Boyce battling, and a jump ball call.
Hunt now 0 for 3 from the three-point line. Just 4 points. Lucy Rozak leading the way with 7. For the Cardinals, nobody with more than 3.
Gaddy takes the inbounds. 5:35, we're in the first half, 15-7. Cardinals trail. Gaddy on the drive has her shot blocked by Kenna Hunt. Just a driving, kind of a running layup, and Hunt gets up and blocks it away.
And the student section letting Gaddy hear it. And then Gaddy quieting him down.
Takes the inbound and bangs home a jumper from the elbow. 15-9, they cut the lead. They might, the Titan student section might want to keep it down. I think they just inspired Gaddy to hit that shot.
Looks like the ball.
It's too sweaty.
Kenna Hunt saying the ball was slippery. They need to wipe it down. I thought maybe the net might have dried it off after Gaddy's swish. You know, it's funny, we talk about, you know, having fun and versus showboating. That was a case where the student section really let Gaddy know about that block. I'd have had a hard time not making that and looking and give him the quiet symbol.
Yep. Or something.
Now, that one would be understandable.
It would have been. And I don't know what's a worse look than to be a young man trying to taunt a young lady on the basketball game. 5:12 to play, 15-9. Cardinals hanging in there. And good run here. Again, shot making has been tough to do. Both teams playing tough defense. Rozek on the left wing with Gaddy out there to check her. Now coming off Boyce at the top of the key, coming out of the lane with a screen, looking, turning and facing down to the block for Ganton. She'll try to get it back out to Hunt and does, but Hunt all the way back near midcourt. 15-9, 4:46 to go. Hunt looking to go off the dribble. Now crosses over, pulls up from the elbow. Maybe a little bit, just a step inside the three-point arc, and she knocks down a jumper. Now the offense starting to feel like it's flowing a little bit. We've seen glimpses. Both teams, again, defending hard, and there's Hunt in the passing lane again. She's really denying Mayrie's view when she comes through on those cuts. She's been able to go around some of those screens, and so that's up to the screener. The person running off the screen needs to set up the screener, but that screener's got to hold that spot, too.
Yeah, Hunt just looks even stronger this year. Like she's been in the weight room.
Gaddy gets a step, tries to throw it across the lane. She wanted a kicked ball, but Lou and Christie now going the other way. Rozek in traffic, backs it out, three-pointer up four. Lumen, it's a miss off of O'Dowd's hand, and on the rebound battle, they'll say last touch, Gaddy, and it looks like they're going to give it to the Titans. 4:12 to go, first half, 17-9 our score. Lumen Christie leading. The Cardinals led briefly 3-2. Hunt takes the inbound. Hughes jumps out on her running, and great reaction by Hunt. Missed the shot, but got a good look at it. View now running the court. Gives it up to Gaddy. Cardinal ball. Left elbow. Straw backing in against Boyce. Turns. Jumper off the backboard. No good. Straub's been able to get good looks. That one was a bit of a grenade up there, but yeah, it had a chance.
Yeah, that one just a little bit too far outside. Kind of about 12-foot little jump hook instead of 5.
Yeah, and when she started to back in, it looked like she might go a little deeper, but she made that step and got a good look, but again, missed the shot down low. And missed shot by Ganton. That was kind of, she cradled the ball and looked like she kind of elbow hooked her way in there. Didn't make a lot of contact, but I don't know if they can get away with that offensive move often. View coming through, cross the lane, and she forced one up. And 3:12 to play, rebounded by the Titans. Hunt will slow it down. 17-9 lead for Lumen Christie. Kind of Hunt at midcourt.
Michigan Center right now, and actually all game, offensively just kind of look discombobulated.
Yeah.
Everything's just kind of an individual drive, nothing really together right now.
And they've had a couple of good ball movement moments where they got good looks, but that's been few and far between. And I think that's part of this Titan team. You know, we give a lot of credit to one of the reasons Kenna Hunt is a highly sought-after player as Rozek makes a move to the basket and misses, but draws a foul. It's because she plays defense, too. And, there's extra quickness. You mentioned extra strength that she has that makes it a tough defensive matchup when she's guarding.
Yeah, absolutely a two-way player.
Yeah. Jumping passing lanes and really making it tough to move the ball around. As Rozek misses a free throw. 2:40 to play first half. A couple substitutions. That'll get Withers and Smith back in for the Cardinals. And Hunt will get a breather. Tristan Johnson back into the game.
And if you're keeping track, Reese Wright just picked up a foul for the Cardinals. Who is our 11th player to have one foul?
Rozek splits the pair at the line 18-9. Again, doubling up the Cardinals, who are 2:38 to play first half. View will be glad to come across the court and not see Hunt waiting for her. Out to Smith. Smith looking to back cut Gaddy. Tough catch. Shots blocked from behind by Rozek. Loose ball chased to the corner. Out of bounds. Last touch. Lumen Christie.
And Steve, you're right about View having to be happy. Hunt has, like I said, she's just quick and strong, and she is a tough, you know, you don't want, she's not the one you want guarding.
Yeah. And again, two of the best two players on the court, and they've been defending each other. And it's one of the better matchups you'll see in girls basketball in the area for weeks here. View loses the basketball for a moment, recovers. Going against Johnson hasn't been that much easier. Going in and good help. Defense comes well. View gets a shot up, and she's going to get the free throws. I thought that was pretty good help defense by Boyce. Just a little bit of a lean. You know, you lean those arms over a little bit and get that call.
And the official kind of showing that well, she just pushed her arms down a little bit, too. You know, that time, again, another Cardinal possession where it's just doing a lot of dribbling and a lot of just standing and watching.
And does that make our 12th player with one foul?
No.
If that's both.
Oh, yeah, that is.
View misses both of them. Kenna Hunt back on the floor, rebounds the missed free throw and brings it up the floor. 2:10 to go till the half, 18-9. Hunt working off the dribble. Double cross into the corner. Johnson open for three. That's off the rim. Rebound Gaddy. I like that. Gaddy's not the biggest player here, but she is an outstanding rebounder. And on the run out, gets it to View. And there's a kiss off the glass runner. And the Cardinals break their scoring drought now 18-11. They trail by seven. 1:45 to play.
Cardinals' first fast break points, and that's about how they're going to have to get them, I think.
There's O'Dowd coming off the screen now. She's on the right wing into the corner. Gantt looks at the three, won't take. Help comes over. She goes back to Gantt, or O'Dowd swings it left side. Johnson down to the block for Gantt. Cutting Johnson down to the baseline, back into the corner. Now she works to drive. Drops it off for Gantt on the baseline. Back out to Hunt, left wing. Crosses over, drives down to the baseline, hands it off. Gantt will drive into the elbow. Johnson open for three at the top. Off front rim and knocked away. Rebounded by View, looking to run again. In traffic, drops off a good pass to Withers. She can't catch it, has to save it. And that is going to be another Cardinal turnover. Hunt will get it back for the Titans, leading 18-11. Under a minute to play now, first half. Johnson with a drive, show and go. Has it knocked away, out of bounds, last touch. Michigan Center.
I think Johnson's looked pretty good. Nothing really falling for her right now, but the threes look good. That drive was a good move for a freshman.
Tremendous athlete. If you can keep up with the, even as a special teams player for the Titans football team, you can keep up with the boys, you're doing something right. 51.6 on the clock. Drop it into Rozek in the corner from the baseline inbound. She tries to hand off to Hunt. Now she'll drive into the paint. Spin move. Tough scoop. Good defense by Gaddy to make that a tough shot, and they rebound. Straub will bring it up the floor. Gets to the three-point line. Backs in. Deep. Skips it out. View open for three. No. Up high, and a rebound attempt by Smith, and she'll get... Ooh. Just lost her footing, and it goes out her leg, I thought.
Yeah, that...
Some contact down there, maybe.
100% looked like it went off Goodair's leg.
Oh, I thought I saw it hit Smith when she hit the floor. Anyway, 20 seconds, 18-11, Cardinals trail. But this has been a good back-and-forth game. Both teams really committing to defending one another. View on Hunt right now, now left side. There's one for Kim Goodair into the game. Back to Hunt. The Luna Christie logo gets the screen, goes right side. Gaddy switches. fader from the baseline, missed. And a couple attempts at the rim. Tip-in attempt by Gant, missed it, got her own rebound and missed again. So, again, first half shooting a problem for both teams. Let's take a three-minute break here at the half. 18-11, the Cardinals trail here. Lumen Christie able to lead most of the way in the first half. Three-minute break, and our halftime analysis coming up on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Struggling with a denied Social Security or disability claim? You are not alone. I'm Larry Falzon of Wygott and Falzon. For decades, we've been helping Michiganders navigate the complexities of disability and Social Security claims. We understand the challenges and are here to fight for your rights with a track record of success and a commitment to our clients. We're ready to assist you. Call us today at 877-2-GET-PAID for a free consultation. Wygott and Falzon. Losing is not an option.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford. Rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493. Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
Live local high school basketball is on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. Lumen Christie leads at 18-11. Brian, not a lot of shots going down there in the first half. Partly, I think, game one jitters, game one rust, whatever you want to call it. And partly because both teams have defended really aggressively.
Yeah, I think both teams are doing a great job at taking away what the other team really wants to do.
Yeah.
And it's turning into just a ton of just one-on-one thing because both teams are just closing out any gaps. Lumen Christie's run a couple nice really little flex cuts along the baseline, and they've gotten a couple open looks, just haven't made the shots.
And I think Michigan Center's done a good job of running the floor from time to time. But again, Lumen Christie, great hustling back to recover and make that a limited fast break, kind of a one and done. If you don't make it on that initial attempt, they are rebounding well, too. Cardinals, again, just a couple of two good teams, and sometimes the result of that is a low-scoring contest where neither team can really gain a huge edge. Lumen Christie has led a lot of the time. But I think the Cardinals have proven they're capable of closing this 7-point gap if they get some shots to fall.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we talk about maybe some role players stepping up. Kara Straub for Michigan Center has 0 points, but she's the one that I think has the biggest mismatch of anybody on the floor. And if the Cardinals are going to get back into this, it's going to have to maybe be through her scoring maybe 10 points this second half.
And maybe working a little. I know they have a really excellent guard tandem. But if they might have to work inside out, get it down to Straub. If a double team comes, let her find a shooter. And make sure you know that that's what she should be looking for. If that double team comes, is View open in the corner? Is one of those other guards ready to shoot if she gets double teamed? And if she doesn't, well, then feel good about going one-on-one. But like we said on a couple of those, but it's better if you work a little deeper.
Yeah. And I agree, Steven. Both View and Gaddy, super talented, but they got to take what's there, too. Yep. You know, they're both kind of taking it in. View a couple times just taking it in, hoping for maybe a foul or something. You know, if it's not there, kick it out, keep going.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Lumen Christie, like I said, do what they're doing. It's not bad. Cardinals have done a good job of kind of taking away Kenna Hunt. She's taken a few shots that were deeper than she wants to, I think. She's still managed to score because she's undeniable in some of those cases. Good rebounder, got a good court sense, so she's getting to loose balls. And, of course, I think before it's said and done, she's going to create a couple of fast break layups for herself just by playing aggressively in the passing lanes. But if those shots start going down for the Titans, either team gets a little hot streak shooting, and all of a sudden the tide of the game turns entirely.
Yeah, and Kenna Hunt, for the most part, has done a good job of just staying within herself and trusting teammates. And I think she just has to keep that up and, like you said, maybe make some offense out of her defense. But I do think Lily Ganton, Tristan Johnson, Aaron O'Dowd, and Lucy Rozak, all capable three-point shooters, and they just got to keep firing them up there until a couple of them drop.
Right, and they haven't been forcing them. The shots they're taking are good shots, and so they'll start falling. Again, this is game one, and I kind of expect that a little bit when we see this early in the season, and, of course, that all rounds into form. You can practice all you want. You can scrimmage all you want, but that first game that counts toward the record, and, again, a matchup that's kind of probably been on their calendar to look forward to for a while to say, hey, we're ready for that game one against Michigan Center, or vice versa against Lumen Christie to know. Yeah, there's probably a little bit of energy still in there, and we'll see who shakes it up best, knocks down some shots, and can take control of this in the second half. We'll take a let's take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll get things going for the second half. Again, Michigan Center 11, Lumen Christie 18. Titans lead as we head to toward the second half on WKHM. Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today.
Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel, tractors from John Deere, and get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer, performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7, from compact to industrial. And for a limited time, all Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street, off I-94.
Live local high school basketball is on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Ready for the halftime here. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. We got an 18-11 lead for the Lumen Christi Titans in this our opening game of the high school basketball season. And I think it's our first ever girls basketball game to open the season, but it's a great matchup. It's looked that way. You can tell it's two good teams, and this is one of those where this could end up, I don't know, 35-34, and then both of these teams will go out and blow out their next opponent. Like, it could happen that way. Just, it's a good matchup, and it's some very good players in the area, and it's been fun to watch this quality basketball to start.
Yeah, that second quarter, Steve, it was 4-4. For the whole quarter.
Yeah.
And I guess we're just going to see that. I tell you, if you'd asked me before the game, I thought, I know both teams like to go up tempo, want to run. I kind of thought we'd see a few more points, but man, points are hard to come by in the half court, and that is mostly due to the good defense we're seeing.
They start passing into Rozek, maybe let Kenna Hunt work without the ball a little bit. She comes off a screen, shows and goes, loses her footing, double teamed in the corner and stuck, and foul call comes. Is that going to be our first time with somebody getting two fouls?
Nope. It's Ella Best. It's her first.
Wow.
Up to 13.
13 fouls.
People. 13 fouls, 13 different people.
No one has two fouls. Hunnell inbound here. Goes up top. Ganton on the run. Catches. Gives it off to Boyce. She's backing in. Picks it up. Stuck on the block, gives up the Hunt on the wing. View checks her, gets a screen. Double team comes, loses the dribble a little bit, and we'll have to reset. Again, Cardinals committing to that double on Hunt when she gets inside the three-point line. Coming off the screen, Rozek on the wing. Gaddy tracks her. Now they go to the block, and Straub with a block on O'Dowd's move, and we'll get a jump ball call as Smith and, was it Rozek, go to the floor for that one?
I was really hoping they call a foul on Smith there because she would have been the 14th person with their first foul.
They get into Straub, and she's going to get doubled at midcourt. Gets it up to Gaddy. Now Maurice View open for a three. That's going to go off heel. Gaddy offensive rebound and tries to go to Straub on the baseline. It's knocked away from her and out of bounds. It'll be Cardinal ball on the left sideline.
See if the Cardinals get the ball into Straub here in this possession.
They do get it to her in the wing. She makes a step, move baseline, double team comes, skips it across, open three, short. Good box out there by Ganton to stop Ella Best from getting after that loose ball. Now in the transition, left wing, pump fake and a travel on the takeoff from O'Dowd. And good to see that call's alive and well.
Yep, we don't ever see a high school game where if you pump fake and go, it's not a travel.
That one did.
I agree with that.
Right wing Smith gets a screen from Straub. They switch. Back cut. Gaddy gets a pull up from the baseline and leaves it short. Straub bats it off the backboard. Gaddy comes in and chases. There's a layup for Gaddy. And somebody's on the board here. 6:35 to go in the third. 18-13. They cut the lead to 5. Titans quickly back up the floor. Hunt's got it. Now slowing down here in the half court. And they switch in the double. Now they'll switch back. View stays on Hunt. Screen coming from Ganton. Hunt tries to go around, double team, maybe a little, got away with a little push off there. Missed shot and rebounded. Straub can't squeeze it, and it's going to go out of bounds off of her.
And there again, the Cardinals forcing Hunt into a tough, contested shot, and that's been kind of the MO of this Cardinal defense all game.
Hunt inbounds for Boyce, swings it out to the wing. Ganton now, Hunt coming in the middle, knock away by Best. And Titans hold on to it, but it kept her from getting it to that elbow area for Hunt. Now a drive for Rozek. Gets a little runner to fall and draws a whistle. And Rozek makes it and goes for a chance at a three-point play. I think she had a chance at a old-fashioned three-point play in the first half, too. 20-13 pushes the lead back to 7. Can extend to 8 with the make here. Just under 6 minutes to play in the third.
And we have our first player with two fouls, and that's Ella Best.
Ella Best got them both here in the second half, right?
Yep.
Missed free throw, though. That continues to be a trend. Gaddy against the pressure from Rozek. 20-13. Back cut View gets into the lane. Lefty shot goes up. Missed it, but draws a foul. And that, I think, going to be a second foul on Ganton, too. No, they got Ruggie for that one. That's her second, however. So everyone gets two now in the second half.
And, Steve, we talk about adjustments all the time. See Michigan Center with some back cutting this half. It's two buckets now, or two. This wasn't a bucket, but it led to a made Maurice Vue free throw right there.
And as we said, in that first half, there was clear pressure in the passing lanes. That exciting also. Vue makes both free throws. I feel like that's our first.
That is. That's our first of that, too.
Lead back at 5, 20-15, and there's a drive by Hunt. Partially blocked by Straub. Still gets the shot up. Missed, but rebounded by Lumen, and a putback for Boyce. Ruby Boyce with the bucket, and now we're getting some scoring going much more regularly. Deep triple by Smith. Goes up high off the heel. Gaddy down there to try to rebound with Hunt, and Gaddy from behind able to knock that away. It'll be her last touch, though, and rebounded. Get that knock away, but without going over the back or committing a foul and slowing down the Titans. They can't get into a fast break. 22-15, 7-point lead for Lumen, which is where we were at the half. Hunt trying to get a screen at the top. Goes left side. Jump stop through the lane. And a pretty bucket finish there. Silky smooth on the drive.
Yeah, they brought the double team, but she just hopped over it.
Gaddy now with pressure from Rozek. Gets the screen from Straub off the dribble. Scoops and draws the whistle. Good screen. And a good job by Gaddy to get that step. And I feel like she still wanted to look for somebody to pass to, but stayed aggressive, got into the bucket, draws a foul.
Yeah, once she got that shoulder kind of by Boyce, I think she recognized just going up strong is going to get her to the line. 0 for 2 right now from Gaddy for the line.
That one's good. Cardinals already shooting better from the stripe here in the second half.
Yep, and they've outscored their second quarter score already, 5-4.
24-16, the lead's still 8 for the Titans with 4:52 to go. And that free throw short, rebounded by Hunt, and I think we'll get a lane violation against the Cardinals.
Guess it really didn't matter in the scheme of things, the missed free throw one way or the other.
4:52 to go, 24-16, 8-point lead for the Titans. They have the basketball. Kenna Hunt coming up the left side of the floor, calling for a screen. She gets it. Maurice Vue jumps under it, driving in, passing out. Rozek open for three. It hits. You see Rozek with a triple. 27-16, that 9-point lead matches the largest of the game for the Titans, and a timeout from the Cardinal bench. Full timeout from Coach Vue. 60-second break for us. 4:29 to play, 27-16 in the third quarter on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Live local high school basketball is on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Out of the timeout, Cardinal ball on the sideline. Gaddy calling for some movement, drops it down to Straub on the block. She looks to back in, double comes. She goes opposite side and scoops it. Took a call for a travel, just a little shuffle down there. But again, that caused by the double down by Lumen Christie, and really three players coming down on Straub. That's in a moment when she's got to realize, hey, let me skip this. Someone's got to be open.
Yeah, can't have the move predetermined and just deciding to do it no matter what.
Hunt, meanwhile, executes down to the back, misses the shot, rebounded, tapped by Smith to Gaddy, and now Gaddy looking to get in transition. Hunt comes to slow her down to get it to Smith, left side for Straub. She looks to drive right away from the wing. Double team comes, knock away. She had an open shooter on the wing was going there, but good knockaway defense there by Tristan Johnson on the floor now for Lumen Christi. Gaddy, View, Best, Smith, and Straub out there for the Cardinals. Gaddy, the lone player with two syllables in her last name currently. She goes to the floor for the loose ball, and it's out of bounds of the baseline.
So turnover center has one of the best monosyllabic teams in the state, huh?
Clearly.
Just got to get rid of Gaddy. Put in Carson Smith. Oh, she's in already.
She's in.
Aaliyah Moore. There we go.
There you go. We could pull it up. Abby Hess. We haven't seen her yet. See, 27-16, 11-point lead for the Titans. Hunt working now on the switch. Gives up to Rozek in the corner. She drives into the paint. Backs it out. Open look. Johnson for three. Missed. Rebound tapped. Rozek Gaddy battling. Gets it away to Smith. Or excuse me, that's View. View throwing up the floor to Smith on the wing. Now she looks to transition it to Best. Best will dribble across the top and gives it up. Hunt ready for that one. Now on the breakaway, there's a layup for Kenna Hunt. As predicted by yours truly, that's a steal and a fast break. I figure that'll happen a couple more times. She's just so heads up. Yeah. And she can go out and play the passing lanes and not get beat on a back cut.
Yeah.
Gaddy off the dribble, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebounded Rozek, and they're going to look to run again. 29-16 lead for the Titans. She's got a running mate. Good job by Gaddy to disrupt that shot. Rebounded by Michigan Center, coming the other way. View, middle of the court, goes to the right side, drives, now backs out to Gaddy. Pat Smith open for a heartbeat. Missed it, but pulls it out. Straub, high post. Picks it up, gives it away to Gaddy, right wing. Now off the screen to the top, View, deep three, short rim, rebounded Hunt. 29-16, 2:28 to play third quarter, Cardinals trail. Titans out to the right wing now, Johnson. She slows it down, we'll get a timeout from the Titan bench. That's going to be a full timeout too. 60-second timeout for us, 29-16. Titans lead it. Back in a minute on Fox Sports.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Live local high school basketball is on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
2:19 to go, third quarter, 29-16. Titans lead out of the timeout. Inbound to Kenna Hunt near midcourt. And we got a new defender out there guarding her.
Reese Wright.
Yeah, Reese Wright was out there. Now View taking on Rugi. Back onto the court for the Titans. Coming off the screen. Looks like maybe a little different look defensively. They're kind of running in the zone. Now a double team on Hunt. They come out to trap. Screen by Johnson. Good dribbling by Hunt to split that defense. Missed shot. Rebound. Rugi blocked by Straub. Now the loose ball picked up by Gaddy looking to run. She's got View running the left side. View looking to stop. Maybe take a triple. She'll get it to Gaddy at the top. She'll fire the open three, and that's short. Johnson rebounds. Running the floor, Rugi. And View comes down to try to disrupt Rugi. Somehow got that to go. 31-16.
How'd you like to be a good shooter and play with Kenna Hunt? She's going to find you.
Yeah. Especially if you run the fast break. She'll get it to you. View trying to go high post for Straub. Help coming from Johnson and committed the harm. So, again, we've had a lot of fouls in this game, but no one in foul trouble because they've been sharing them equally. It's just the second foul on Johnson. 1:10 to play in the third, 31-16.
Coach Brogan would like that hit that Johnson just laid on Straub, though.
Gaddy's trying to get Straub down on the block. She's forced out of there, back out beyond the arc. Now looking to crossover move. Spins back. Skips it across to View. Pump fakes the three. Gets Hunt off the floor and pulls up from the free throw line and hits.
It was a good move by View right there. Getting Hunt up in the air and then settling for that little mid-range game that I know you like, Steve.
I do.
Big Rip Hamilton fan you are.
To be that open and knock down, you got to knock it down. You got to be good at it. But there's a nice feed to the back cut for Johnson. Missed the shot. Rebound. Ruge coming in. She missed the layup. Johnson rebounds and she loses it. And Cardinals come away with it. Got away with one there. Got without giving anything up. And now in midcourt, Gaddy trying to get a hand on the loose ball. And see how Coach Brogan will feel about that. Gaddy puts on. Johnson goes to the floor. But it'll be a foul against Gaddy. It'll be Titan ball. 31-18 they lead. Under 30 seconds to play in the third quarter here.
Yeah, with that hit, he might not even ask if she can kick. He just put her back at safety or something.
So we know she can run.
Her and Fitzpatrick, defensive backfield.
It's a screen coming out for Hunt. And again, it's Reese Wright that's been guarding Hunt now. But they're running kind of a 1-2-2 zone. And maybe even a 3-2, just really focusing on Hunt out there. But View just waiting in the wings to double. And I think we'll get a reach in there against Reese Wright. 8.8 seconds in the third, 31-18. Lumen Christie out in front. Coach View calling out for some pressure out on the floor. Now a handoff to Hunt and disrupted. That was Reese Wright coming in again. And Knockaway going to get a foul call, and that'll be free throws for Kenna Hunt. Second one for Reese Wright. Oh, her third.
Yeah, I was going to say second one in about 6 seconds.
Yeah.
So you get up to three.
5.1 seconds left in the pair of free throws for Kenna Hunt, and she knocks down.
Yeah, Hunt has too good of a stroke to just be a 50% shooter. She was just 2-for-4 after going into that one. That looks more like 80% stroke to me.
Gets them both. And 32-18. Hunt will get a breather for the last 5.1 here.
And that's good coaching, I think, by Coach Stein. Give her that extra 30 seconds.
Toss it up. View gets an open look for three at the end of the quarter. Missed. And 33-18 our score. 60-second break, fourth quarter coming up on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Live local high school basketball is on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, ready for the final quarter here of action. Our opening game of the high school basketball season. Tomorrow, Michigan Center hosting Columbia Central. That game will be on 970 AM, 101.5 FM, online at WKHM.com. Tonight we're on Fox Sports, so that University of Michigan could run interrupted as Rozek hits a triple. Not really anything special to do, just she caught and fired. Good rhythm. Knocked it down. Smith on the drive from the elbow. There's a floater. Answering right back. 36-20, though, is a 16-point deficit for the Cardinals. Tough to overcome that this late in the game. But, yeah, Michigan dominating again against Villanova.
That's wild.
73-39.
That's amazing to me.
And that's the number three team in the country, not number one, after manhandling Gonzaga and, boy, everybody so far. I think that
Michigan
early.
Went to one, right?
Did they? Yeah, I didn't see the number two, it says.
Oh, they're there, at two. Right? Okay. All right.
Who's number one?
I think Pistons? Arizona. Yeah. Might take the Pistons to beat them.
Yeah. Gaddy with a drive, forced one up, no contact. Rebound, and Kenna Hunt outruns everybody. Lefty scoop and score, and that'll get a timeout. We got a 38-20 score, 7 minutes to play, and a quick minute here. If you're the Cardinals, you needed that to go more your way. Quick 30-second break, we'll keep it here. Yeah, like I said, 18-point deficit's going to be tough for the Cardinals when they only have 20 points themselves. And they just haven't shot well enough to even assume that they can make that run. But I think out of this, your opening game, your coach view, you're going to have plenty of things to work on in practice and kind of prep for that next game. And how do you play better than this? And, again, they played well defensively. It's a tough matchup. I think they'll go through and, you know, this Luma Christie team is better than what they'll see most of the time in the Cascades. Obviously, Grass Lake's still very good. But just back to the drawing board a little bit. What do we do right tonight? How can we be better? And it all starts again. I don't know if you can coach that and say we have to shoot better.
Right, right.
Because that really, to me, looks like the thing.
And I do think Lumen's defense has had a lot to do with that. But we started the game saying it's a battle of the backcourt. And right now, frankly, Lumen's backcourt has just outplayed the Cardinal backcourt.
And I think they've never been able to really work Straub into the offense consistently, where it seemed like that was the place they had a chance. She continues to post up, and she comes out to the high post. Now look at the screen. View dribbling against Hunt in the backcourt. Gets a screen there. Moves over to the right side. Switched on to O'Dowd. Tries to get a step baseline. Does. Now skips it through. Gaddy open for three in the corner. And able to get that one to go. Her feet weren't quite set, but she was able to steady that body and fire that and nail it. 38-23.
But again, that offense, look at that ball just getting stuck to one person. And it's a lot of dribbling.
So off the dribble, pull-up jumper for Hunt, missed. Rebound, Gaddy looking to run, no numbers. She'll back it out, however, and View going to go down to the baseline. Down, drops it into the paint, blocked. That is O'Dowd with the slot, rebound two, and gets it out to Kenna Hunt. Skips it across, Ganton into the corner. Rozek, another triple try, good.
Nice extra pass there by Lily Ganton.
Skip pass up to Smith on the... run out for the Cardinals. Backs it out to View on the left wing. Skips it into the corner. And over there is Moore. And it's knocked away on a pass attempt to Straub, and Cardinals will keep it on the baseline. 5:38 to play. 41-23 the score. Johnson back in for the Titans. That'll give O'Dowd a break. Gaddy drops it in. Comes in to get the loose ball. Pumps. It's a defender off her feet and draws a foul. That'll send Gaddy to the free throw line.
The Ruby Boyce's third, but with 5:35 to go and an 18-point lead, that seems not too significant at the moment.
Gaddy at the free throw line, and that one was not good. It's another. If you coach View, that's running through your mind. We got to make free throws. You know what can we count on?
But that's another one you talk about things you can coach or can't. I mean, hey, we got to make free throws. Like, no kidding, right? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Missed them both. Good rebound by Hunt, actually. Good box out. I probably, if I'm an official, I maybe call that over the back in the tighter contest, perhaps. 5:31 to play, 41-23 lead for the Titans. Hunt accepts the inbound pass.
Pretty hard to come back to when you have Hunt with the ball. Like, what are you going to do?
Let's go steal it.
Yeah. You can bring two or three people at. She'll do the right thing. She won't turn it over.
She's calling for some screens, calling for some spacing right now.
And right now, if you're them, why bother do anything? I mean, as tough as she is, View's going to have to come out and put some pressure on her.
There's a kind of screened by her own player. A step through for Hunt and a layup at the end of the play. 43-23, largest lead of the game now for Lumen Christie. Pass into the corner. Skip pass to Smith. She'll fire a deep triple. No. Caddy rushes through the baseline, fires up a three of her own, and that missed everything, too. Rebounded this time by Ganton, and she'll get it out to Hunt, and Gaddy's getting called for a blocking foul on the play. Good sportsmanship there.
Gaddy was smart right there. I thought she might force her into a travel because Hunt didn't see her there. She did maybe get her with the knee.
4:33 left here. 43-23 is the Lumen Christie lead, and Coach View's got some substitutions going. Make some players that didn't see what was happening. Kenna Hunt brings it up for the Titans over the Lumen Christie logo, working out left side. Screen there from Gant, moves to the middle. Now over to the right wing. Now looks to drive. Penetrates into the air. Pull up, no good. Rebound View. Cardinals looking the other way. There's Gaddy in the middle of the court with numbers. Stops and pulls the triple. Halfway down it comes out. Rebounded Hunt. She's looking to run. Now they don't have numbers. She's going to stop. Pass it back out. Ganton open for three and fires. Off the heel. Rebound goes out long. Rozek chases down to the corner for the Titans. Gives it off for a three-point attempt off the glass. No good there. Rebound, though, for the Titans. And a travel call against Boyce. Three-point miss on the play was Riley O'Dowd, who's in the game now.
You know, when you're playing with Hunt, it's like shooting practice. You're wide open because there's so much attention being paid to her. I see there are timeouts. Steve, will you take a little break?
3:53 to go here. We'll keep it right here. I'll say thank you to AeroQuip Credit Union, Time Coffee, Softwater, and Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Of course, Form Energy Drink, always the official energy drink of our broadcast. Grape Smash flavor tonight. I heard there's like an exclusive. I have to go to a certain store to get it, but I haven't tried it yet. There's a cherry flavor.
Oh.
That's upcoming. I'll give you the review as soon as it can happen.
So just in general, let's go with just drinks, soft drinks. What's your, if you had like a, is cherry your jam or?
I do like, if I had to go like an all time, yeah, it'd be a wild cherry Pepsi. When I used to drink soda all the time. I remember that being kind of new when I was real young. And so, yeah, we went through those quite a bit.
I feel like cherry-flavored anything is pretty good, right? It's kind of like bacon
and
cheese.
Yeah, that's the old Jerry Seinfeld thing where they come out with the original flavor and then the cherry always comes later. Why do they always wait on the cherry when they know we want that more?
I've never heard Seinfeld do that.
Oh,
bit,
man, yeah, it's... Like, I think he was talking about Banaka. They meant Banaka, and then they come out with the cherry later. He's like, why is it always cherry, the later one?
It's a good point.
Should be the first flavor. They get into Straub. She's working back to the basket. There's one of the dribble off the foot. Hunt comes up with a loose ball, picks it up and looks to run. And good hands by Best to knock that away and slow down Kenna Hunt, but the ball will stay with the Titans, and Hunt will pass it in from the baseline.
Bess has done some good things for the Cardinals. She's long and athletic.
Yeah, you should see why she's out there getting minutes. There's a screen in the back and a roll to the basket. Gant missed the shot, but great eyes again for Hunt to find her on the move, and now a knockaway by Rozek, and it's Hunt and Rozek, and Gaddy comes in to try to swipe away, and Hunt will go to the floor, and that'll be free throws for Kenna Hunt. 3:24 to play, and is that number four on Gaddy?
It is.
Again, feels academic at this point, 43-23, a 20-point lead for the Titans, 3:24 left in this one. Stay tuned after the game. We'll get you our player of the game and wrap things up here from Lumen Christie, and as Hunt hits the first, again, join us tomorrow night. 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Our first boys game, Michigan Center and Columbia Central, and both Brian and I will be there for that one.
How about Hunt, Steve, after being double-teamed all game and being kept quiet most of the first half, up to 18 points now. That's been like a quiet, just solid 18.
Quiet, consistent 18 points from a player who, again, just keeps making plays, doesn't... There's Straub on a run out, gets a step, and missed another bunny. She's going to have that wish-I-had-those-shots-back kind of moment for her game tonight. Yeah. Hasn't played bad and has gotten some good looks, just missed them.
It's a great pass by Gaddy.
Yep. Gaddy's shown great touch on the pass to throw into some of those small windows. View into the corner. There's a show-and-go give up there by Wright, and now off the dribble, and Best going to commit a traveling turnover.
I bet Bess would like to slap me right now since I said how well she was doing. It's been two turnovers in about 30 seconds.
What do I say about
the jinx?
Yeah. I wanted to say about Kenna Hunt at this point in the game. You know, took 18 points, comes kind of quietly. Nothing feels forced. She plays within the team. It's not, like as we said in the pregame, it's not her and the cast of characters. That's a full team here, and they play like a team, and Hunt just is a standout player on that team. But there's other standouts, and Lucy Rozek's going to have something to say about player of the game tonight. She's had a great contest, knocking down some triples and showing, you know, this isn't a one-trick pony, and you try to take away Kenna Hunt, and a lot of teams will do that this year. Rozek ready to capitalize. There's a nice steal by Gaddy.
He jinxed Rozek.
I know. Behind the back feed by Gaddy. McKinley Gaddy behind the back to View for a layup, and now 45-25 with 2:24 to go. Look at Greg View up there, still coaching, down 20. There's Hunt just kind of weeding through traffic, takes it all the way in and scores. That felt a little forced.
Yeah, that was tough. That was her toughest shot, and she made it.
2:12 to go, another timeout here. And 47-25. Let's go ahead and take a quick 30-second break. We'll be back here at Lumen Christi to wrap things up. 47-25 on Fox Sports.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
Live local high school basketball is on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
For Bob Seeger bringing us back from the break, 2:12 to play in this one, 47-25. Lumen has led nearly the entire way. Cardinals led briefly 3-2. Since then, it's been just a better shooting night for the Titans, number one, and their defense has been tough, too, keeping the Cardinals from doing what they want to do, and that's really run in transition. Gaddy gets a screen. Rozek goes down, and they switch it anyway, and so it's O'Dowd. Riley O'Dowd now out on Gaddy. Shows, drives, pull up at the free throw line, missed. Gaddy taps it, chases it down in the corner. And talk about View still coaching. With only a couple minutes left in a 20-point deficit. Look at Gaddy ready to... She was ready to go on the floor for that one save in the corner.
Yeah, we know Gaddy. We've seen her enough to know she's never going to quit.
It's like Jackson Dart getting a bunch of people telling her to protect herself out there. She doesn't... She's just going to go out there. What do I want to call it?
Yeah, this is the time of the game where if I'm both coaches, I'm getting my starters out of there. There's no reason this early to have a sprained ankle or anything.
Yep.
When you have the aspirations that both these teams have.
Hunt still on the floor on the right wing, working against Reese Wright. Step back, pull up from the free throw line. Tough shot, good defense there, rebounded by the Cardinals. View. We'll bring it up the floor for Michigan Center. Working all the way right side, now drives down to the block. Tough angle, but she draws a foul on the shot. Minute 24 to play, and that'll send Mayreese View to the free throw stripe.
Yeah, both Hunt and View taking some chances, you know, just getting the lane where there's a lot of feet to be stepped upon, and this is why I'm getting them out.
Saying Gaddy did go to the bench, and now it looks like they'll do the rest of that. Straub coming out. Wright coming out.
There goes Hunt.
And Kenna Hunt will go to the bench. Out there for Michigan Center now, Nevaeh Moyer. First appearance. Who's number 11? I don't have it on my... You ever in study hall or something?
Kaylee Gettings.
It's a three-pointer up for Ruge. Missed. Rebounded by Lumen. Ruge now on the wing to the top. Pump fake. Drive. Pass back out. Riley O'Dowd on the wing. Knocked away from her down to the block for Cam Godere. And missed shot, rebound of Rugin, and we'll get a foul committed by the Cardinals. Nevaeh Moyer.
It's a way to get your name in the box score. If you're not going to make a bucket or get a rebound, follow somebody.
Yeah. When you listen to this game later on the High School Sports Archive, you can hear that we said your name on the radio.
That's right.
Miss Freedom.
DeVea Boyer.
And, again, the girl I didn't, Gettings. I have that as 10. Did I just look at it wrong?
Let's see. Gettings. Yeah, I had her as 10 as well.
Oh, okay. Ruge splits a pair. 48-26. 64 seconds remain. And Titans full court pressure. Steal by Johnson and a whistle against the Cardinals.
Yep, and that's Moyer wanting to make sure she's in the book. Getting two fouls now.
She said, I thought we were all getting two fouls. I got to get mine while I'm out here. Is there anyone else out there that I didn't
Justin
mention?
Johnson coming out. A couple Lumen girls coming in now. Rhea Moore.
Maddie Allen. There's a nice cut and a finish by Riley O'Dowd. 50-26. We got 53 seconds left. Cardinals Smith backs that out to Moore. Moore drives into the free throw line area, backs it back out to Nevaeh Moyer. Moyer has a pocket picked, and there's a run out for Rhea Moore. Layup, strong-armed it. Rebound to Cardinals. She's looking to steal. No, Cardinals are going to run it. Smith, right wing. Backs it out, skips it across. Moyer there. Hands back off to Smith. Down to the block, or baseline rather, and a nice jumper there for Mackenzie Withers. 50-28, 19 seconds remain. There's a triple going up from the wing for Camo Godere. Rebounded, and now Ellen Thompson making a drive move. Fader, no good. Rebound to Michigan Center, 2 seconds, 1 second. Withers fires from half court. That'll fall harmlessly. And the final, 50-28. Lumen Christie victorious tonight. Jerry Cox Fieldhouse. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break here on the post game. Brian will do some quick addition, and we'll tell you our player of the game and give you the numbers from game one of our high school basketball season. Lumen Christie, 50, Michigan Center, 28 on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000 in 1 cent. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Local high school basketball is on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the post game here, and 50-28, the final. Lumen Christie victorious in this excellent matchup of good girls teams. Really makes you wonder what it's going to look like later in the year. These two teams won't meet up in the postseason, but Lumen Christie, one good team under their belt and a lot of good ones to face on their schedule, no doubt. And expectations are sky high for the team, and right, at least so far they've fulfilled.
Yeah, they're playing Detroit Edison. They're playing a lot of the state powerhouses. And that's a good Cardinal team right there that Lumen Christie made that look pretty easy. I think both of us thought this would be a little more tightly contested than that today. But Lumen definitely looked like the better team tonight.
Backcourt played well. Let's go ahead and get the numbers for tonight so far.
Okay, for the visiting Cardinals, we had Carson Smith with two, Ella Best with three, Mackenzie Withers with three, McKinley Gaddy with eight, Mayor Eastview leading the way with 12.
Yeah, just it was really, for my money, the Cardinals didn't shoot well. Shots were tough to come by, especially good open looks. They really needed a better ball movement to kind of find that, but that also hurt them a little bit, because when they were trying to move it around, you had Titans players playing the passing lanes and able to create turnovers. So good defensive effort by Lumen, and turned on the offense a little bit in the second half and end up winning this 50-28. Who got it done for the Titans?
For the Titans, we had Cody Ruge with three, Lily Ganton three, Riley O'Dowd with two, Ruby Boyce with two, Aaron O'Dowd with one, and then the backcourt that we talked about all game, Lucy Rozak with 19 and Kenna Hunt leading the way with all scorers with 20 today. And that was, like I said just a bit ago, being double teamed the entire game and just doing what she needed to do, find her open teammates. I said I would love to be a three-point shooter and play with Kenna Hunt, because if she's being doubled, she's finding you. And you had a lot of open shots out there from her teammates.
As I kind of said during the game, you know, there are going to be a lot of teams who game plan to take away Kenna Hunt. And that's when Lucy Rozek is going to be able to hurt you. And, you know, we got some open looks from some other players on the Titans team that are going to go down more as the season goes on. So tonight it was Lucy Rozek. Who knows? Good looks for Tristan Johnson tonight. A lot of good looks for Aaron O'Dowd even tonight that just didn't go in. And Lily Ganton is just active as can be out there too. So far from a one-man show out there, and really just looked like the better team tonight for sure, Lumen Christie. Meanwhile, Cardinals have something to work on in practice before they get back in action. So Lumen Christie plays this Saturday at Salem. That's a 2:30 game on the road for the Titans. Meanwhile, Michigan Center back in action Thursday on the road at Napoleon. And that'll be their next matchup. So 1-0 Titans, 0-1 Cardinals, and the season just underway. Player of the game tonight, you know, it's Hunt ends up with as the leading scorer and did a lot of things very well. I think I'm going to give it to Lucy Rozek for being that other option, and Brian disagreed with me. But.
No, you know what? We do. By the way, Lucy Rozek played a whale of a game, so my little look of disagreement. and if you want to give it that, it's just, like I said, Kenna Hunt being double-teamed so much and just finding everybody and still managing to put in 20. And her defense was pretty outstanding as well. But, hey, Lucy Rozek played a great game, and you're the boss, Steve.
I like that you said she played a whale of a game, because I don't hear that reference very often. I think that might be from Ray Haynes.
That's something you say when you turn like 55. Had a whale of a game. Now I got to go home and watch a program on TV.
While you sit on the Davenport.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Well, yeah, let's wrap it up here for Lumen Christie again tomorrow night. Brian and I on the road. Michigan Center hosting Columbia Central.
That should be a whale of
a
game.
That's really a home game for you, honestly.
Should be a whale of a game tomorrow.
Both teams 2-0 early in the year, so it's a nice early Cascades matchup. And things will get going about 6:45, tip-off scheduled for 7 o'clock. And it's funny because I think in the high school football season, Brian, they start on the nose. Don't start that clock too late. Don't start it too early. Right on time. High school basketball, we'll see. Hopefully 6:45. Could be a little later. Could be a little earlier sometimes. You never know. But 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com. Meanwhile, tonight, thanks to Kiki, her first ever game on Fox Sports. And it's a little tricky. It's a little different, but she did a good job. And we'll take you back to your regularly scheduled program. Thanks, Brian. I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next time.
This live broadcast of high school basketball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM was brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon. We now return you to our regularly scheduled program.